This is a News.com newsflash.
North Korea has joined a hypersonic missile race. News.com has learned the Pyongyang government is claiming great success with an engine test Tuesday, March 19 at its satellite launching ground. President Kim Jong-un reportedly witnessed the test of the solid fuel engine. He claims the missile is capable of hitting the United States mainland. Enemies know better about it, Fox News quoted Kim as saying. North Korea announced in January that it tested an intermediate-range ballistic missile with a hypersonic warhead. After the engine test, the next step may be a test launch of the hypersonic missile itself. Fox News reports the missile is designed to strike the target of Guam, home to U.S. military bases. The Deep Discourse website noted a Mach 5 hypersonic missile launched from Pyongyang could reach the South Korean capital of Seoul in less than 2 minutes. The January test also had a solid fuel engine, which is harder for other countries to spot than liquid fuel. American, Japanese and South Korean monitors had noticed new military activity from North Korea before the engine test. News.com has reported several tests of ballistic missiles occurred Monday, March 18. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Seoul at the time. According to Newsweek, North Korea called those tests supersized multiple launch rocket systems that were aimed at an island. United Press International noted Kim's five-year defense plan, presented in January 2021, had a list of projects ranging from military satellites to ultramodern tactical nuclear weapons. The government-run Korean Central News Agency indicated all the projects in the strategic weapons sector of the plan already are complete. A World Threat Report issued Monday, March 11, by the U.S. Director of National Intelligence was not surprised by what North Korea and its leader are doing. Kim will continue to prioritize efforts to build a more capable missile force, it warns, from cruise missiles through ICBMs and hypersonic glide vehicles. It also claimed North Korea continues to import dual-use goods from China and Russia in violation of United Nations sanctions. But the U.S. is working on its own hypersonic weapon. Its first live-fire test in the Pacific Rim occurred Sunday, March 17, from a B-52 bomber flying near the Marshall Islands. An Air Force spokesman told Newsweek the weapon is called the All-Up Round AGM-183A Air-Launched Rapid Response Weapon. The test came days after front-page detectives posted photos of the weapon. U.S. and South Korean military personnel completed their Spring Freedom Shield combined exercises in recent days. News.com reported when they began that training in blocking cruise missiles was included.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
News.com.
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 News!
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.